3 days, you'll be restored. My Lord, the bread of life. He hung on a tree. For 3 days he was in the tomb. But the Spirit of God went back into him and restored him unto his rightful place. Oh God, everything we read in there is for a reason, children. Oh God, if we'll just get down. Oh God, and study it out and pray, Anthony. And God can open it up. He said the Spirit of God can give you understanding of his word. The spirit of man understands the man, but the Spirit of God understands the word of God. Hey, children, now two people representing something to come. The bread of life was going to hang on a tree, but in 3 days, the Spirit of the living God was going to go back into that body and restore it unto his rightful place. Oh, God.
That's still the same. He was the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll never change. You can't put your hope in a world that you don't know what it's going to do tomorrow. But I can put my hope in a Jesus, because he changes not. He's forever the same, children.
Thank you. back.
Well, we're back from out of space.
Which mic is on there? Oh, nope. No, you should be good now. Yes.
Yes, there's a rift in space. There's an otherworldly entity.
Yes.
Yes, I have descended to the earthly realms once again. This is interdimensional devil.
Is condescended to be curious about our inferior...
Condescending?
Yeah, our inferior planet. Yes.
Inferior planet. Yes, but interesting musical selections.
Yes, well, thank you. We are honored that you have bestowed us with your presence and curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I just played some music. I played something for my records today. Purchase.
Yay!
You helped me get.
Bruce.
I played some of that a few weeks ago, but it's Thunder Road. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, but it's also a 5-album.
I know. It's
set,
5 records.
So, you know, we got to sprinkle it in.
That's true. Good point. 5 records. It's the biggest album set I own, I believe.
Yeah.
Live Asbury Park 2024. Right, Mary Nab. I've been there.
Yeah. Us humans in our linear time.
I know. Was I there? I think I was there. Consciously, I'm not sure if I was there.
My physical being was
standing on the beach.
Your flesh sack.
My flesh
was
sack
there.
Was standing on the beach with my sneakers, holding a shitty beer because they were out of. It was the last. He's closing out this festival, and they were out of all the beer. So all you could get was Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh.
I had a tall can of that. I couldn't even drink
that. You probably
so
paid
sweet.
Like $15 for.
Well, I didn't pay to get in, so.
Hey, you know, balance.
It was all they had. I was like, anything but that.
I'll take it.
That was all they had.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've had one of those since, I don't know. I was underage, probably.
They're still kind of popular in the Jersey Shore. I think it's for, like, frat boys and underage girls.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, they're, like, they're Bud Light and they're... No, what's the new one?
Was it the sale thing?
No, they like the low-carb beer. I forget what it is, but...
I don't know.
It's really bad. And the girls like the Mike's Hard. Yes. Okay, what else? Before after that... Joe Coleman, some more stuff. I played some last week. This was the other side of Joe Coleman's Infernal Machine. He's a crazy performance artist from New York. Last week I was playing shit from his performances and his noise rock band. This is the other side of the LP, which is Confessions of Serial Killers mixed with country music about going psycho.
Yeah, but it was cool. Like, we were listening to the interview, and who did you say you thought it was? Or did you?
I said the second one sounded like Manson.
Well, you said the second one sounded like Manson. I don't think you said you knew who the first one was.
I did not.
But I was
you
like,
did.
But when, as soon as he was like, he's like, oh yeah, like I...
Defiled my mother.
I defiled my mother's corpse. So I was like, oh, this is Edward Kemper.
tell the listeners.
He was like, tell me I'm a sick person. What did that?
Tell our listeners what Edward Kemper did to his beloved mother.
Well, after he humiliated her corpse, he decapitated her, and he buried her head looking up, so he was like, that way she could finally look up at me. He had like a super high IQ, and
he sounded very smart in that interview.
Yeah, well, and yeah, he was well spoken, and he really, I mean, like a lot of serial killers, they have a weird pride thing, and he really liked to give interviews, but supposedly he was very like cordial to interviewers, like he was very he had a very gracious nature. He was a really fascinating guy.
And you see why I'm sometimes skeptical about your planet.
That's fair enough. Well, Joe Coleman, who put that record together, is a aficionado of serial killers.
Uh-huh.
So
clearly, yeah. The artwork in the album has like a book, like a beautiful, like glossy booklet.
It's worth it for the booklet
with his artwork, and I mean, it's beautiful artwork, but also, you know. Serial killer
art
in subject matter, but it's
severed heads and
but it has a religious diaspora like feel to it as well.
Yeah.
And it's really really interesting.
It's like getting to one of them churches with all the crutches hanging up, but then it's like the mural is that.
Yeah, well, crazy people make the best art.
Yeah, I always wanted to meet Joe Coleman one day. It's on my list, and there are two people that know him, so we'll see. It's possible.
It's
not
possible.
Impossible.
Anything is possible.
Three people.
All right.
I've never asked them about him. I'm afraid. After Joe Coleman's crazy stuff about serial killers, went back to a little more Bruce live, Asbury, Born to Run. his big, you know, closer. It's a good song.
Is that on the American Butt album?
No, that's in the Born to Run album, which is
Born to Run. Oh yeah,
yeah. Okay. Born to Run's like earlier. It's like many years before that.
No, did I was talking to a woman recently. Born to Run's the hugging album, where she was like, yeah, I don't know. She's like, I was like on vacation somewhere, and I wanted to listen to some new music, and she's like, let me listen to that American Butt album, and it was Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. But I was like, yeah, that. It's the American Butt album. Like, whose butt is more American than Bruce Springsteen's? No,
Born to Run is the famous gatefold where it folds out. It's him and Clarence, like, holding each other.
Oh, okay.
Hugging, and he's got his guitar.
Oh, gotcha.
And they did a Sesame Street knockoff, or parody, called Born to Read.
Cute.
It's Bert and Ernie holding each other with the guitar, like the same pose. It's pretty good.
That's cute.
Maybe that will be the cover of our...
I have seen that. It's really cute.
Maybe that will be the cover of our... archive show when I put it up, because that'd be pretty funny. I'm only about a year behind on those. I'll do them all this week, I swear. And then we heard a little bit more of something we actually did here last week, but I wanted to play it for everybody again. The West Virginia Snake Handler Revival.
Yeah.
They Shall Take Up the Serpents is the name of that record. I highly recommend it. It's still out there.
It's, yeah, very, very niche.
Very niche. They're all going to sell really by the end of the year. I swear. I don't know how many they pressed of those, but they're all going to be gone soon.
I don't know. I think we only got in, like, one at Meebs, and someone bought it. But
small label.
I knew it because someone bought it, and then I was like, I need this in my life. And then I don't know if I told you about it or you mentioned that you wanted it.
I texted you that I want this.
And
record.
Then I was like, oh, we sold the only copy. But then I was like, order me another one. I need this.
Yes, yeah. Exactly what happened.
Yeah.
No. And this was my set. Try to, you know, change things up with Serial Killers and Born to Runs.
Sorry. I just took a sip of a beverage I haven't tried before, and I do not care for it.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Color reminds me of something in my youth, but I can't remember what. Figure that out later.
Robitussin?
No, something else.
Delicious.
You know when, like, you try something gross and you're just like, oh, it's disgusting, try it. Mm-hmm. So it's like you bond over it.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Yeah, smelling your finger. All right, so...
All right, I'm going to play some stuff next. It's buckle in because it
smell
it's,
familiar. Sorry,
smell familiar.
It's the only thing you remember from that movie.
It's gonna be a wild ride. I have everything from Tallulah Bankhead to some local punk rock.
I support all that.
You know, but it's just new stuff that I'm excited about.
Sweet.
But I do want to say I was going to look it up. But what we're listening to next is from the band, The Creepy Crawlies, and they just came out with this 7-inch. What's the name of the song again, Doug? You have it over there.
Graveyard Love.
Graveyard Love. So, yeah, they came out with a really cute 7-inch, and it comes with a little pack of crayons, and it's black and white, so you can color it. And, I mean, they're also just awesome, like, vocal punk rockers and, like, total sweethearts. But one of the members, Fuzz, his house just sadly burned down. And there's a GoFundMe for him, so I do just want to give a shout-out.
Yes.
It's... Help Fuzz Rebuild After the Fire. If you are willing or able to donate $1, $5, anything helps. Yeah. And, you know, we all got to help each other out and support our community and our fellow weird musicians. So, and we're going to listen to their 7-inch next. And then I have some other very weird smatterings of things to enjoy.
Let's get to it.
I'm DJ Little His Muppet.
And I'm Interdimensional Devlin.
Interdimensional Devlin, 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 Devlin.
Go.
All right.
beluga in the deep blue sea. Swim so wild and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, and a little white whale on the go. Baby beluga, baby beluga, is the water warm? Is your mama home with you so happy? Way down yonder where the dolphins play, where you dive and splash all day. Waves rolling and the waves roll out, see the water squirting out of your spout. Baby beluga, oh baby beluga, sing your little song, sing for all your friends, we like to hear you. And the stars are out. Good night, little whale, good night. Baby beluga, oh baby beluga, with tomorrow's sun, another day's begun. You'll soon be waking. Baby beluga in the deep blue sea, swim so wild and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, and a little white whale on the go. You're just a little white whale on the go.
And a six straight bet. Then I decided I'd pay my debt. I got out with three cigarettes, and that is all, and that is all. Around the throat, I started out to where the ball's gonna be, and I heard my honey when she hollered at me. She said, kill it, kill it, kid. The ragtime room, I got my education at a ragtime school. From a ragtime band. Wear ragtime clothes and ragtime shoes. Always got my pockets full of ragtime news. Got a ragtime children and a ragtime wife, and a show I'm a living a ragtime life.
good. No, it's no good. Beware, you left us. Spotting us. No, it's no good. As you departed. It's no good. No, it's no good. Beware, you left us. Bananas, no, it's no good. As you departed, friends, brothers and sisters, all I cried for you. Oh no, bananas, it's no good the way you left us. Miss you, wish I.
gonna try. Janie. You gotta tell them, here we come, pow, pow. You gotta say, stand up and listen. You gotta say, it's us, we're here. You gotta say, hey, look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover, Georgie's up to here. But don't pass the plate, folks, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up and I'll be up. But I am the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. A little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come. Come on, Janie.
Oh, why do them laugh at us?
Not if we sing loud enough, come on.
Follow along, she says, and paint them a rosy view.
And tell them a story.
Sing them a song, she says, and sing them a song we do.
We're hitting the road.
Tighter, all going in the field. The tide is calling my name. Torn it apart, and you left me standing in the dark.